understands it, Dash. He's the Vice President of Applied Technical Analyst for TradeStation Securities. Tell us a little bit about TradeStation, Stan, and good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing very well.
TradeStation is an online brokerage. We provide services in stocks, options, futures, and in foreign exchange. Our clients make their own decisions, and what we do at TradeStation is try and help them understand markets, market relationships, and how to manage risk, and obviously the goal is to come out the other end profitably. And there are some tough times like this, and we need to keep our wits about us.
You know, Stan, in talking with professionals like yourself, if you deal with this full-time, I always hear, you know, it's part of the ride. It's part of the way we do business. You can't freak out, if you will, but it seems like even those in the know do, and they just sell, sell, sell.
Well, you can't freak out. I agree with you. And yet, what we always tell people also is that you do have to observe the market, and I said do your best to control the risk, which means making adjustments to how you trade and how you invest based on market conditions. You know, one of my old bosses used to always say, liquidate down to sleeping level.
There,
so you can close your eyes and sleep at night.
I'll have to remember that. And looking at the markets over in Europe, they're not off to a great start. It's hard to predict what's going to happen, but what do you anticipate today in the market?
Well, right now, based on the U.S. futures, the Dow Jones is looking at about 130 lower. Now, a lot can happen in the 2.25 hours. That's not a perfect guide, but that's a pretty good thumbnail. We're going to test. It looks like we'll test. We'll be testing those lows that we made. It seems like a long time ago, but it was really just the middle part of last week.
Boy, gold really seems to be the way to go.
Yeah, this market is you know, we like to use the word sold out, and I want to use that carefully. You know, there comes a point where the metrics, the numbers that we crunch, are so extreme that you begin to say, well, you know, there are too extreme. We've really got to get some kind of a rally off these levels. And we're already in those kinds of areas. But those are mathematical projections. They have decent probabilities. That's why we look at them. But like anybody's batting average, it's not 100%.
Gold seems to be the way to go.
Well, gold is rocketing again today. We're up at about 1877. I'm looking at on my ticker right now, which is up some 50 bucks. We had a number of interesting targets, and we've met them on the way up. We were talking just a few weeks ago about a 1730 target. We certainly made that last week. We had an 1833 target. I know the numbers may seem like I'm picking them out of a hat, but they're just mathematical numbers, so you have to approximate. Now, we stopped there yesterday up around the 1833 level, so it hit that target but blew through now overnight. Mathematically, our next two targets are 1896 and 1914.
Wow.
And again, they're guidelines. They may seem like odd numbers, but they're just some numbers that we crunch. And once the first objective or two seem to hold up mathematically, you get a little more confident in the forecast. It's been pretty extreme. You've got to be a little bit cautious on gold, and I certainly would be cautious on anyone who's thinking of running into it at these levels. But as long as we keep making new high price, that's a bull market.
The benchmark 10-year Treasury rallied with the price soaring over $100. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that you know, the Treasury was down at one point yesterday under 2% yield on a 10-year Treasury.
And
I know you're not supposed to have dead air, but sometimes I want to pause when I say that just so it sinks in. Under 2% on a 10-year Treasury. Now, it backed off that a little bit, so this morning we're about at 208, but it was just a few weeks ago that we were you know, at a 2.5 right before the S&P downgrade. So people still trust the Treasury, but it is I'm not an economist, I don't want to forecast recession, but this is a recession type of scenario with extremely low interest rates, money going to safety, and weak stock prices.
All right, we've got a pattern here over the last week, 10 days. Will this pattern of losses continue to rock the markets?
I think we're going to need some help from Europe. We're going to need to really find out just how much trouble there is in Europe, what the nature of that trouble it is. Can it be isolated? Does the European system really start to break up? Some people would say it already has started already. I don't think it really has yet. I think they are really trying to figure out ways to get through this first challenge in the system that they put together and really put into place over the last 10 to 20 years. But I think that that's really the place where the risks are. Here, if we see recession scenario, and I said we are seeing that in a lot of these numbers, that I suppose economists can't make it official yet, and we may not know till after the fact. I think we're at a position, difficult as it is, to move through that without the panic. It's the unknowns. It's the, does a bank go under? Does the European system change? It almost sounds like we're talking about in Europe what we're talking about here 3 years ago.
And Stan, before I let you go, how much does the average person have invested into the stock market? I'm not talking about one of your big shooters, but the average person.
Well, I don't have any statistics on our clients. I suppose our compliance area does, but I don't. But I think the thing to think about for each person is what percent of, we talked about liquidating a sleeping level, what percent of their assets are in these markets. If the markets drop 10 to 15%, that should be 10 to 15% damage only on a certain percentage of your portfolio. After the drop we had and we came back a little bit, earlier this week, at the end of last week, that was a time to, again, reconfigure a little bit and maybe say, well, if I'm young, maybe that's the time to enter more and be a little more aggressive longer term. And a little older, maybe it's time to have lightened up a little bit.
Stan Dash, go ahead, Stan. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I think each of us should be thinking of it in terms of their comfort level and an allocation of a certain percent of their assets. I think that's really the right way to think about it.
All right. Stan Dash is the Vice President of Applied Technical Analysts for TradeStation Securities Incorporated. Stan, enjoy the conversation. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.